Morning, everyone. My topic today is about an integrated model of health reform in Armenia. The presentation is based on a USAID, the experience of a USAID-financed PHC reform project implemented by Cardno Emerging Markets. And I dutifully state that I have no relationships to disclose. I want to cover four things today. First is just to describe the components of the integrated model of health reform. Secondly, to look at some of the relationships between the four approaches, and then look at some of the benefits, and then finally look at some of the learnings and challenges experienced during this reform period. I first want to give an overview, the big picture, of the reform initiatives, and then present in subsequent slides more detail of the content of each reform. So we look at the top. The first reform initiative is enrollment-based, open enrollment, along with enrollment-based financing. Down in the bottom right, we have a quality assurance reform initiative. On the left is a paper performance, or P4P, as it's also known, reform program. And then in the middle is the computerized information system, which we called MIDAS 3. So beginning with a bit of description of the open enrollment reform model, reform initiative, open enrollment, it's a new model, at least for Armenia, of organizing and financing primary health care services where patients enroll or register with a primary care physician of their choice. And then the physicians or facilities are paid according to the number of people enrolled. This replaces the previous model, which was, as most countries are organized, a catchment area-based model, where facilities are paid according to an estimated number of people in that geographic catchment area. It's designed to give patients choice and, as a consequence, some level of empowerment, while also driving competition among PHC providers to improve the quality of PHC services. Now, well, how does that work? Well, since the PHC physicians are paid according to the number of people enrolled, and patients can change to another physician if they're not satisfied with their services, there's some pressure to provide good services, because they don't want them to change, because if they move to another physician, that means less income for the physician and for the facility. In Armenia, there's about 80% of the, or 90% of the resident population that's enrolled with a PHC physician. It's probably the largest database, actually, electronic database in Armenia. One key purpose of the open enrollment model is enrollment-based financing, where, as I mentioned, facilities and physicians are paid according to the people enrolled. Now, since every payment is tied to a patient, is tied to an individual, it's more accurate, you have more transparency, and it's more verifiable than the old catchment area-based model. This open enrollment database is being used for contracting with and financing of all PHC facilities in Armenia. It's 360 or 70 some facilities. So it's all PHC facilities. What also strikes me, it's a really powerful tool for allocating resources, because they're paid on a capitation basis, allocating resources according to different needs in different parts of the country, different epidemiological patterns, different burden of disease patterns, different socioeconomic conditions, distances, and things like that. The second reform initiative is quality assurance. In the case of Armenia, there's a QA structure and functions that's being implemented nationwide, covering nearly 80% of the population. In the case of Armenia, this QA program includes what we call five dimensions and five tools. These dimensions are similar to what you find in QA programs otherwise, because it tends to follow some of the best practices of QA programs. But in effect, the five dimensions include sort of the usual ones: clinical competence of the providers, patient access, meaning financial, geographic, availability of educational materials, things like that. The physical environment, is the facility adequate? Is it clean? Is it sanitary? Are there sanitary conditions? Is there privacy? Another is the responsiveness of the facility and the staff to patients and to the community. measure satisfaction, and then improve management of services, staff, protocols, quick reference guides, the records in order, things like that. Then there's five tools used to close these gaps that are revealed during the QI cycle. First is what we call their quality improvement boards. That's people anywhere from 5 to let's say 15. And these boards are at three levels of the system, at the facility level, at the regional provincial level, and at the central level. There's also a facility and provider self-assessment, which is a series of a checklist of questions, which is done to basically some necessary but not sufficient conditions to improve quality. You have medical chart, case review, a process done by peers. You have some patient satisfaction tools. And then lastly, you have 10, in the case of Armenia, 10 quality performance indicators. This is what is in this next slide here. And we have three preventive measures and three disease management measures. The preventive indicators are immunization coverage, screening for anemia, and antenatal care indicators. And then since the non-communicable diseases is the sort of the top of the list as far as the burden of disease indicators are concerned, we put a fair amount of emphasis on management of those diseases. And so in this case, we have diabetes mellitus, hypertension, two measures of coronary heart disease, and then we have just electronic registers, which you use for getting the denominator of patients with these diseases. The idea was, or is, to start simple. I mean, the UK, for example, and the National Health Service System, they have, I think, 120 or 30-some indicators. We have 10, okay? So our idea was to start simple, make sure it works, and expand as to other burden of disease priorities with time. The third reform initiative is pay for performance, or otherwise known as P4P. This, of course, is where providers are paid a salary bonus for meeting the 10 quality performance indicators. And obviously, it's designed to improve quality and reduce major health problems by tying incentive payments to improved performance. And where these performance measures, of course, are their output or outcome measures, outcome indicators, as opposed to inputs. How many people did you train, for example? You know, it's also designed to deal with this practice we see in so many countries of among civil services of whether I work or not, whether I do well or not, whether I even show up, in many cases, I still get paid and promoted. So when you tie incentives with your work, with outcomes, that sort of helps break that chain. So as targets are achieved, you know, as immunization rates, for example, rise to hopefully 100%, then you move to other burden of disease indicators, other indicators. These 10 quality performance indicators are evaluated through our computerized information system, which so is done electronically. It also includes an audit system to check for falsification of data. And that's pretty easy because it's all computerized, so you can check for outliers in the data. If you find outliers, you can go to a particular facility where that outlier is and look at records. If the records are questionable, you can go see the patient. You can go see the person. Was this baby immunized, for example? Was this person screened? So it's sort of three levels of audit there. All PHT facilities are using this P4P system, and they're generating reports through the MIDAS 3 system. And then with the first bonus payment to be made in the first quarter of next year, 2011. This bonus payment's is expected to be between 10-15% of the salary budget. So that's decision not finally made yet, but it's expected to be in that range. The last reform initiative is what we call is the MIDAS 3, the electronic information system. This combines the enrollment database with the patient encounter database that has the pay for performance indicators at the facility level, provincial level, and the central level. And it enormously facilitates this enrollment-based financing and pay for performance system. All facilities are using this MIDAS 3 system. And of course, that has a substantial effect on improved efficiency, accuracy, the quality of data and services, and transparency. So, having given this quick overview of the contents, what are some of the benefits of this integrated approach, and what have been some of the learnings and lessons? Beginning with some of the benefits, the systemic nature of reform initiatives leads to, we've found, some mutually reinforcing synergistic effects. Introducing one reform initiative by itself may have limited value since its full value, its fuller benefit, is dependent on other parts of the system also changing. For example, shifting to an enrollment-based financing model create opportunities to introduce performance-based financing that are linked to improved quality and health outcome indicators, and for tying all these together through this electronic information system. And that combination, of course, has its own synergies. There's a proper incentive system, at least a better incentive system, which I think is just very important, not too much, enough attention paid to it, in my opinion. We have two types of incentives in the Armenia case. One is this enrollment-based financing, where providers are paid a higher payment for enrolled population than for the non-enrolled. Then the P4P system, of course, is another part of the incentive system. We align the incentives with program priorities, in this case, burden of disease priorities, and they're outcome, output-driven rather than input-driven. The computerized information system ties the key reforms together and then simultaneously tackles sort of typical measures of criteria for evaluation. Effectiveness, are the goals being achieved, efficiency at the lowest cost possible, and equity measures. And then the last slide has to do with some challenges and learnings, and I have 1 minute left, thank you. I think system-wide reform initiatives are among the most challenging of interventions, but if they work, they can be the most powerful in terms of having a significant impact. Having said that, different reforms have different time frames, particularly between Ministry of People and USA. We have quota reports to do. We have projects coming to an end. So we have to look to the long term. Secondly, institutionalizing these project or donor-financed reforms into the ministry, developing guidelines and systems, qualified staff, an office for this in the ministry, and then often the most difficult is to get the budget of the reforms absorbed into the ministry budget rather than the project paying for it. A balance between projects leading reforms and the project supporting reforms of the ministry. The motivation issue I've raised a moment ago, we found well-designed and time-studied tours being helpful. For example, in the enrollment-based the enrollment system, we took a study tour to Estonia. Ministry people came back and said, yes, we're going to do it. On the P4P system, we took a trip to the UK. They came back and said, yes, we're going to do it. So that worked really well. On the other hand, we wanted to do a study tour for the quality assurance program. USAID said, well, we don't think that's necessary, and that's lagging the most as far as reforms. Country-led, contextualizing of reforms and what works in Armenia does not work in Nepal, for example, or was before Armenia. Country-led, country-driven, country-owned, that was really important, particularly in these three reform initiatives, enrollment, P4P, and the MIDAS III. And then appreciative inquiry, otherwise known as other names we've learned here, approaches to expansion. The success of the P4P and the MIDAS III and so forth, that was noticed in other parts of the ministry. Other departments said, oh, yeah, that's interesting. Maybe we ought to do that too. So that kind of appreciative inquiry was important. Thank you very much.